75 now at the CBS Broadcast Center on the Miracle Mile. The Dow coming in for a closing gain. At the close, you're up 35 points at 13,610. NASDAQ down 13 at 3,136. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1,461. And the yield in the 10-year note has shot higher back to 1.73%. The dollar slipping a bit overseas back to 130 versus the euro. We're at 161 against the pound and 78.66 versus the Japanese yen. We're a couple of cents below the Canadian dollar and at 1280 versus the Mexican peso. Stocks got off to a strong start on that better-than-expected September jobs report that came out this morning, showing the nation's unemployment rate dropping to 7.8% last month from 8.1%. Most economists were expecting the rate to hold steady or even tick up a bit. Hiring for the month also better than expected with a gain of 114,000. The nation's unemployment rate now at the lowest seen since January 2009. Well, we did see a pullback as we headed toward the closing bell. Apple, one of the casualties of the day, down more than $14 at $6.52 and change. Google, which had been higher early on, slipped 40 cents at $7.67.66. Of course, another huge story we're following today, gas and oil prices. Gas prices spiking significantly overnight here in Southern California. The price of oil, meanwhile, moving lower back to below $90 a barrel. Chevron shares of 35 cents at $117.50. ExxonMobil of 33 cents at $92.55. Right off the bat, Ed Wedbush with us now, President of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us. First, your reaction to the jobs report and the market reaction we saw here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. I think the jobs report was very, very critical because it's contrary to what was expected, and I think it'll have an impact upon how the Federal Reserve looks at interest rates. The 10-year Treasury note, as you pointed out earlier, the yield was up here today 60 basis points. I think that is very significant, and I believe that we're going to see a possible reversal in interest rates here over the near term.
All right, and this certainly also fueled inflation worries, certainly we've seen the most visible sign of inflation at the gas pump signs out there in Southern California at the moment. What's your view on where inflation goes from here?
Well, this is a very significant move here because it's certainly contradictory to what's going on in the price of oil itself. And also there's been efforts throughout the country, and particularly in California, to produce and sell and send externally from the country natural gas prices and natural gas itself. So I see a lot of increase in supply. I see a reduction in price, but yet the gasoline thing is contradictory to that at the workstation, and in my opinion is that's going to change over the next few days.
And we'll talk about the oil and gas situation shortly. It's obviously also a supply issue right now given the refinery situation here in California. But given the spike in bond yields today and concerns expressed about QE3 and all that, you think inflation is baked into all this?
I think that inflation is a possibility, and certainly that would have a counter impact upon interest rates as well, which would mean to all of us as investors that some of our risk in the bond business could be very significant, particularly in municipal bonds in California and also in treasuries and so on, with declines in prices to adjust to the higher yields.
We'll be getting a closer look at the jobs report with Secretary Solis very, very shortly. But given this improvement and the job picture, are you making any changes in your investment decisions? Where are you putting money now? Where are you taking it off the table?
I'm being very cautious continually here regarding the high-cap stocks, including Apple and Google and so on, the Internet stocks. I would be very cautious relative to some of the high-capitalization restaurant stocks. I'm in favor of the home building stocks at this point, which have been quiet over the last week or two, and I'm also favorable towards the healthcare companies.
Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles, said thank you very much for joining us live right after the closing bell here today in the KLX Business Hour. And